Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて、情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アメリカ出身のタイラーと、
インドネシア出身のアジズです。
今月のテーマは、成人の日。何歳からが大人？大人になるってです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Aziz and I'm from Indonesia.
Our topic this month is coming of age day. What does becoming an adult mean?Happy New Year, everybody! We hope 2023 has been kind to you all so far, and that everyone will have a wonderful year this year as well. Every year on the 9th of January, Japanese people celebrate this holiday called Coming of Age Day, during which celebratory ceremonies for folks who have just entered adulthood will be held all across the country. In the past, adulthood in Japan was defined as a stage in life that begins at age 20. However, starting from April 1st of 2022,the legal age of adult has been changed to 18 years old. Even though some aspects, such as the legal drinking age, remains unchanged at 20 years old, 18 years old individuals are now able to do things that, such as applying for credit cards and signing legally binding contracts without permission from a guardian. This month, we'll be discussing our thoughts about subjects related to the concept of adulthood and what we think being an adult means.Yeah, so I guess we can begin by talking about what adulthood is in our own countries, because we're all from pretty different places. What do you think, Tyler?
I think most people would consider it to be 18 in America.
Yeah.
That's oftentimes when your parents are going to want to kick you out of the house, and maybe you end up graduating high school, and hopefully you are going to be going on to university. You can sign a legally binding contract, you can vote, and it's just kind of the age at which you can kind of come out and really start to feel...like more of an adult.
Mm.
Although, I guess at the time, I probably didn't feel super different.
What about Indonesia?
Well, at least in Indonesia, I feel that when you ask somebody what does it mean to be an adult, there's so many answers that it's hard to pin down, like a specific definition.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the top of my head, I can think of at least three definitions of adulthood in Indonesia. There's the legal definition.
Yeah.
So if you're around 20 or 21, you can drink alcohol, drink beer. When you're 18, you can drive a car. There's also the religious.Definition. So in Indonesia, the majority believes in Islam, or they're Muslim. And so they're considered adults when they reach puberty. So that can be anywhere between like 12 or 14 of age. And there's also the tribal definition. Because like in Indonesia, there's like so many tribes, 500 and plus. So depending on where you're from, you're only considered an adult in your tribe if you've gone through their ceremony. Or there's like a specific rule. So like some tribes only consider you an adult.If you've left the house, right? So if you don't leave your house, you're always a kid to your parents and your tribe, essentially.
So. Well, we have that same sort of feeling in America. That's kind of why I said when you're 18, you're expected to leave the house and kind of thrive on your own, because that is very important. If you're just sitting at home, even if you're technically an adult, you probably aren't going to feel that way, and you're probably not going to be treated as such by society. But I am curious, as you mentioned the tribal aspect of it, are there any special privileges or that you gain, or are you treated in a different way once you kind of overcome that?
Yeah, so when you are an adult in your tribe, you can be considered as somebody who has authority. So like people will believe in your opinion. Sometimes even if you don't give, facts or evidence, because you're already an adult, they believe that you have the conviction that what you're saying is right, for example. And so, for example, when, let's say, a kid, he has a problem with an adult, and he believes that he's in the right. But if he doesn't have the evidence or the backing up from his own parents, not many people will believe him in the tribe. So that can happen, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I think in Canada, similar to America, most people think that adulthood starts at around 18, because that's when most people graduate from school. But I don't think having to immediately move away from home is really a thing, because especially with like the current housing prices and everything, more and more people are living at home with their parents since it's a lot easier on the wallet. And Yeah, as for drinking, we actually have different legal ages depending on which province you are in. Like, I'm from Vancouver, which is in British Columbia, and the legal drinking age is 19 in BC, and for Alberta, it's 18, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's different.
I'd like to move on to ask, what do you guys think about this change adulthood in Japan? Like, do you think 18 years old are old enough to be adult?
Well, I guess now that I'm 34, I maybe wasn't... I guess thinking back at the time, I certainly did feel like a big adult when I was 18, although I probably had maybe just laugh a little bit now. And of course, there's a cultural aspect here, which is difficult. Yeah. Here, they've had this idea of this becoming an adult at 20 years, to the point that they even had to change the name of the ceremony that they were doing. But then being a seijin, the adult is still kind of 20, but it's legally. So it just kind of causes all this weird kind of friction and problems.
Personally for me, this change actually came after joined the ceremony. So I was 19 at the time. And personally for me, when the age was still 20, I had a lot of trouble. Because like when I came to Japan, I had to have a legal guardian, because I'm not an adult yet.
Oh, yeah.
So when I wanted to get a house, for example, you know, get an apartment, rent one, or like get a credit card, for example. A lot of it was really hard, because I wasn't considered an adult in the legal system, even though I was living by myself abroad. Mm-hmm. And I think that, well, for some people, this is very beneficial, because at the age of 18, they are already, like, let's say, independent in a sense. But for some people, it might be, I guess, a bit hard, because now that they're essentially on their own when it comes to the legal system. So
I think, like, I definitely feel like 18, physically, maybe you're matured, but I feel like when I recall back to when I was 18, I definitely do not feel like I have enough experience to call myself an adult, because, like, I was still in high school back then, and, like, you know, in comparison to, I guess, like, a 20 or 21-year-old around me, I definitely don't have a lot of experience, whether it be, like, you know, working or, like, just other social experience in general. So I feel like 18 years old, yeah, like, maybe, you know, they're old enough to think for themselves and, like, do things on their own, but at the same time, they're very vulnerable and, like, they do deserve, like, some level of protection, I feel like. So, yeah, that's definitely a very divisive issue, even within Japan. When was the first time when you guys felt like you have became a true adult? Do you remember that, like, specific defining moment in your life?
It wasn't necessarily when I graduated high school. It wasn't really when I got my first job, but that first time that I finally got to pay taxes and I had big debt enough, reach his hand down into my pocket and take that money. It's like, finally, I've been baptized in being an adult. Because, you know, I always hear my parents complain about it. It was a kind of a big issue up in the clouds. Yeah. It was kind of easy and off in the distance. And I don't know, I guess before that I had other experiences where I had to get my own car insurance and an apartment and that sort of thing. But when I think it just really hit me then. I've made it to the big leagues now when I finally had to start to worry about taxes.
What about you, Aziz?
I was hoping for something more flowery, but I guess that's the cruelty of the reality. Yeah. But for me, I felt that I became an adult when I first moved to Japan.
Oh.
I was getting accustomed with the environment. And then, like, I think 3 months into it, I realized, wow, I'm by myself. In the sense that I don't have family here, and I have to be independent. So, like, it's more like I have to be an adult, right? So, well, of course, there's a lot of support from, like, the university, from the city officials, blah, blah, blah. But actually living abroad and being in such, like, a different situation, I can't play like a child anymore, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I definitely felt really similar. I also, like, moving to Japan was my first, you know, independent living kind of experience. And the first month when I had to pay my rent, I'm like, ooh, finally, bills. Because before I've been living with my parents and, like, you know, I didn't really have to think about rent or utilities or anything. And now I'm like, ooh, that's money and I need to take care of this money or else I don't get electricity. So, yeah, that was definitely quite interesting. How does actually being an adult compare to your childhood imagination in some sense? Like, for example, when I was a child and I would ask my mom, can we get McDonald's? And she'll be like, no, it's junk food, it's unhealthy. And I'll always think in my mind, when I become an adult and I earn money, I'll have McDonald's every single day. But now when I actually, like, you know, I can afford to buy McDonald's every single day, I don't feel like eating it every single day. So that's something that's definitely kind of different from how I imagine adulthood to be.
Well, as far as eating was, I was perfectly fine up until I hit 30. Then I hit 30 and, oh boy, I'll tell you, something inside of me just changed and I just could not be the little boy anymore. So there's certainly, even for somebody in their 30s, there's room for improvement and growth and being more mature. So I don't think the ride ever ends on that.
You were talking about, like, I guess, buying food, for example. For me, I had this kind of shift. So when I first came to Japan, I could, you know, independently buy anything for myself.
Right.
I would go and, like, buy on spree, like, impulsively just buy something. And if I saw that there was, like, a discount, then I thought that, oh, yeah, this is a deal, right? Really good sale. But then, like, after a while, I kind of changed my mindset that, okay, it's a 60% discount. Yeah. So, you know, you gain 60% or something. But you know what's a better discount?
Yeah.
You're not buying it. you're wasting any money. And so, yeah, I think, like, becoming an adult compared to, like, a child, you learn a lot by your own mistakes.
Oh, that's true.
And it's not that people tell you that you're wrong. You realize that you made a mistake. You realize and you regret, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much more, I guess, explorative experience.
So, well, lastly, I'd like to ask everyone if you have any advice for people who are about to become adult, or if you have any advice that you would like to give to your younger self.
Well, I guess I'd probably say that you're not going to stay young forever.
Right.
Yeah.
You do need to, of course, make plans for the future. You need to think about how to be maturing at this point in time. But on the other hand, of course, since you are young, you should do the things that only a young person can do.
Mm.
You should be challenging yourself. You should not be afraid. It gets a little bit harder later in life to branch out and do new things. You feel like you're a little bit locked in. But when you're young, especially, I think you really should try to challenge yourself in a number of ways. And sometimes things are going to work, sometimes things are not going to work, but hopefully you can find what does work for you, and hopefully that can be a path you can take in life.
Yeah, actually connecting with that, one advice I'd give my younger self would be, don't care about what people think about you. Because when I was in high school, I was very anxious about what people thought about me, if they thought I was a good person, did I have a lot of friends or not. But then I didn't get enough time to, like, focus on myself.
Right.
But the thing is, probably 95% of people don't really think that much about right? And only your closest friends actually will, like, talk about your negatives, for example, tell you that you should improve, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, you really shouldn't think too much about what other people think.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And I guess just adding on to that, I'll say don't let your fear of failing hinder you from trying new things, because, you know, life is short and you only live once. So when you have the energy and, like, you know, the time to do something, and I'll say go for it, even if you're unsure of the outcome. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Despite the fact that Sendai is often said to be less snowy in comparison to the rest of the Tohoku region, the city gets about 10 cm of snowfall on average every year. When it is snowing, the roads get wet and become icy due to cold weather. We'd like to remind you that driving, biking, and riding motorcycles on icy roads is extremely dangerous, and please be careful not to slip and fall when you're on foot. Don't be deceived and think that just because the ground doesn't look icy, that it's not slippery. Locations such as bridges, areas that are shielded from sunlight, and the white strips on pedestrian crossings are especially prone to becoming icy. And since cars cannot go fast on icy roads, traffic jams are a common occurrence in the winter. Make it a habit to check the weather forecast and adopt measures such as heading out earlier or using the subway when it's snowing in the morning. Don't forget to also wear snow boots or shoes that are slip resistant. Even though some of you might have came from places that don't snow at all, we hope that everyone can stay warm, stay safe, and enjoy the snow. And that is it for our program this month. See you again soon.